Coral reefs are essential to the health of our oceans, our food supply, and to protect coastal property from catastrophic storms. But as climate change pushes ocean temperatures to record highs, reefs all around the world are dying. And global coral bleaching events have put more at higher risk. Special correspondent Ben Tracy with Climate Central shows us how scientists in Jamaica are using an unlikely tool to try to bring reefs back from the brink. It's part of our series, Tipping Point.
The patrol boat is going to leave with the anchors for the buoy.
Off the northern coast of Jamaica, in the middle of a tropical downpour, a team of researchers is on a mission to save a dying coral reef. But two things are a bit unusual. They're installing speakers on the ocean floor, and the guy calling the shots,
the buoy is somewhere here,
is not a scientist.
It's very different from everything that I did before.
Marco Barotti is an artist from Italy.
Why is an Italian artist in Jamaica wearing a wetsuit?
Because everything started in Italy, actually.
5 years ago, he began creating sculptures based on 3D scans of coral, inspired by research showing sound could help revive struggling reefs.
Sound has always been the core of my work, right? But never at this level.
A healthy reef is a noisy reef, a symphony of sounds made by fish, shrimp, and other creatures. A dying reef is eerily quiet.
If a reef is alive with sound, it's most likely to stay alive, right, and repopulate. And when reefs degrade, they grow silent.
Fish and tiny coral organisms use sound to navigate. So the idea is if you bring noise back to the reef, marine life will follow.
It's kind of like hearing the sounds of a really great party. Makes you want to go check it out.
I dropped in to watch as they assembled the coral sculptures piece by piece, topping them with the waterproof speakers. This underwater boombox plays recorded sounds of a healthy reef 14 hours a day, powered by solar panels floating above. A similar experiment on the Great Barrier Reef saw fish populations double in just 6 weeks.
I'm at this point where let's try everything.
Leanne Rando is a second-generation scuba diving instructor. She's worried about what she doesn't hear down here.
It is getting quieter. It's getting quieter. It's really sad to say that I've seen the degradation a lot in the past 10 years.
Reefs cover just 1% of the ocean floor, but support 25% of marine life. They're essential to our food supply and protecting coastlines. Since 1950, we've lost about half the world's coral reefs due to overfishing, pollution, and climate change-fueled bleaching events. A record marine heat wave in 2023 turned Caribbean waters into a hot tub that devastated corals.
And as the summer progressed, it just got warmer and warmer. And when you saw it all die, it was horrible. Yeah, it was sad.
She captured this footage swimming through the ghostly white reef as tears filled her diving mask.
What is that experience like?
God, man, you feel hopeless. You know, you really do feel like, am I ever gonna see this again?
So the location's already marked out.
The Sound Project is designed to boost the work of the local Alligator Head Foundation. Dexter Dean Colquhoun is head of research.
Yeah.
When you first heard that they were going to put speakers down there and play these sounds, what did you think?
Man, I was excited because, first of all, I'm a musician by trade. I'm a pianist. So I believe and I know the power of sound. It basically fit right into what we're trying to do, which is restore the reefs using as many methods as we can.
Oh, wow. This is cool.
In their lab, researcher Bethany Dean is growing coral fragments and experimenting with breeding coral because less natural reproduction is happening on degraded reefs.
And so we are looking at how can you bring these egg and sperm together so you can actually have successful reproduction.
So you're like a coral matchmaker. You're helping them do their thing.
Yes. You can look at it that way.
Those coral fragments get attached to the underwater sculptures, which will become part of the reef, a fusion of science and art to replace silence with sound.
You got to stay hopeful, right? I mean, because, yeah, I definitely went through that phase where I'm like, oh, my God, it's done. But I think there is hope. There is strands of it.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ben Tracy with Climate Central.